It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
We got a little something for you guys right around this time every morning. We like to do PMI. We get you going with a positive story, a minus story, and something a little bit interesting. Who got to pee today?
I got to pee today.
You got to pee!
Yeah, and this is, it's a positive for sure. A study has come out after 2 years and 50,000 adults being analyzed.
That's a lot.
That things just generally in life seem better in the morning.
Oh.
And people are waking up with positive attitudes. They're like, I can get through this day. And they kind of self-talk themselves through everything. And they start their days normally with a brighter frame of mind early in the morning, experiencing higher levels of happiness, life satisfaction,
and
a greater sense of worth. And this actually happens most on Mondays and Fridays. So you want to start your week positively on Monday and be like, okay, we can get through this work week and everything. And then Friday, obviously, you feel good because you're like, we're done.
Going into the weekend.
It's finally the weekend. Your lowest dopamine hits tend to be on Sunday, and it's because people get stressed. You're starting a new week. You're kind of thinking about, okay, got to go to the grocery store, got to do this, that, and the other. But normally, honestly, throughout the week, most people have been found out of the 50,000 adults that were studied to have a pretty positive outlook on life.
I think
do you guys
about right.
agree with that or no? What are your outlooks in the morning?
I think so.
Do you wake up and say curse words, Jared?
No.
Like what?
Oh, I've made it well known on this show that generally, let's say 98% of the time, the very first word I say in the morning when the old alarm goes off at 3:30 is the F word.
Is it really?
Every morning.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
freaking
excited for today.
Another freaking great day.
We have the exact opposite
way
of waking
up. No, I say the F. Well,
up.
I've been doing that time for almost 21 years.
You have to start your day off positive. I actually have a little trick. I wake up and the first thing I do is I think of the first time I saw Zoe. I'm not kidding.
Oh,
like
God.
It puts me in such a good mood. It does.
All your body fluid all over her.
I know. Well, the first time. Thanks for that. No,
well, that's the first time.
Weird, Katie. You're weird.
It's not weird. I think of the first time I looked in those little baby Nana eyes, like
because
when they're
song.
Born, yes, and when they're born, their eyes look almost gray, like they don't have a color yet.
Do they
and
open
so
them?
That they do.
My
and they
gray
look
little
at
baby.
You, the way they look.
Their
at
whole body's
you,
gray.
It is, and it's just so gorgeous and beautiful. And so,
what is this song called?
It's called Little Baby Nana.
Oh, I was like, I might make this my ringtone to wake up to.
In the field, jumping in the flowers.
I do something where I do like...
She's all slimy.
Stop it.
I like that.
Cord hooked
to
you.
That's not what I think of. Okay, and
you're thinking of all the medical bills coming?
No, that's my most precious, happiest memory.
Yeah.
That's why I think of it. When I wake up in the morning, it's my first thought, so I make sure it sets the tone for the day.
I like that. And I do like a, not a daily affirmation thing, but like, I try to think positively too, where I'm like, I can take on this day. It'll be good.
You
and
got this.
All that stuff. And
you don't think a little naked baby Nana, who is gray and covered in goo?
No.
I personally don't.
Her eyes and her little face looking up at
little
me
baby,
like,
this is going to make my day so much better from here on out.
No, like,
with how descriptive you guys have been, I might.
Her whole world. Like, that's what I think of when she's looking at me like that. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm in charge of this child.
I mean, like,
I love her.
I had a baby out of wedlock. No, I can't believe it.
Oh my.
Wow. You went there, Jeremy.
Wow.
Man.
I am a sinful, sinful human.
You're so bad. I just brought a precious little human into this world, and she's my... I made her in my mommy oven, and she's my best dish.
I hope her dad doesn't leave
That
me.
Is one of the weirdest sayings I've ever heard. Made in my mommy oven, that is the weirdest
my
saying
best
I've ever
dish.
Heard.
I hate
my
it when you say
dish.
Mommy oven, because it sounds so pervy.
It sounds
like a category you'd see on a porn site.
Okay.
It really does.
Oh,
it does all day
Jeremy,
long!
Little ears.
An adult website.
It does a little bit.
You got those mommy oven categories?
It does.
No,
Katie.
I love
well,
her.
Well, that's the positive.
Okay. That is a positive, and that got twisted, but wow.
Who's got the minus?
You're going to have to give me a minute. I'm
crying.
Oh,
you got the minus.
I got the minus.
Yeah, do we even need to do the minus?
Well, It's actually a nice public service announcement so people know, because King Soopers, they've got their strike. It actually started at 5 a.m. So King Soopers is on strike as of this morning. And because of that, they're going to have limited hours in about 77 of their stores. So Adams County, Arapahoe, Broomfield, Denver, and Douglas and Jefferson counties are going to be affected here, as well as stores in Boulder and Louisville. So the new hours, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. So that's how long King Soopers is going to be open, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Well, I mean, those people who do the late night shopping, this is going to affect them. And
especially if you're getting off at work at 6 or 7, you know, you can't zip in. And
I love going to the grocery store late because nobody's in there.
I've done a few of those runs, too, where you go to King Soopers or whatever, and you just grab, like, a little sandwich from the deli area because you're just hungry and you're just like, I just want something
there. So you get her done, and this is going to affect that. This morning is when that strike started, so just wanted to get the word out. 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Yeah.
That does suck for the early birds who want to go in and get a donut or something.
Exactly.
Or you got to go run in for it with your church group and get a dozen.
I know a lot of people who sit in that deli area and just drink their coffee and read their paper.
So you know a lot of people that do that? Is that what you just said? A lot of my friends go and hang out at the grocery store every day, and they just, you know.
Yeah, screw Starbucks. I'm going to King's.
I know people who do that.
I like to hang out at the delicatessen.
Aisle 18 is probably my favorite.
There's nobody in there.
You don't know a single soul that goes and hangs out at a grocery store.
I work at the grocery store.
You don't know anybody. You're trying to sound all popular.
Trying to sound popular.
Who has the eye? Oh,
what did you do at the grocery store when you worked there?
I worked in the deli.
Oh, you were in the deli.
Did you really?
I used to steal the fried chicken and eat it in the walk-in freezer. Right.
How long did you work at the deli?
Well, as soon as I caught me eating the fried chicken in the walk-in. No, it was about 8 months. I think it wasn't long.
Katie and I have been both caught in the freezer before.
Oh, that's right. Josh was hooking up in the Chick-fil-A freezer.
I wouldn't say hooking
for
up.
For different reasons. I was eating.
That. I was a teenager. Josh was just learning.
If you're with a girl, the last place I want to be is inside a freezer.
Man,
Josh,
you're a teenager.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you go
we
to
had
the
to
place.
Keep each other warm.
You go to the warmest place in the store, not the coldest place in the
store.
Well,
the warmest place was the play place, and we didn't want to be in there.
In the ball pit.
We didn't want
to. Jokes with that one. All right, so I have the interesting new health guidelines out there. If you have got a youngster in your house, ages 5 to 18, they are saying those kids in that age range should never have caffeine. Never, ever. They say that these kids are pounding down coffee and energy drinks like crazy now, which sleep issues, high blood pressure, anxiety, headaches, all sorts of stuff. And they're saying these smaller stature people, it's hitting them. These stimulants are really jacking up the young bodies.
Oh,
so they
no.
are just laying down the law saying, kids should not be drinking
that
energy drinks at all.
Pretty heavy in my household. My parents did not let us have any type of caffeine, really.
It's
like maybe have Sprite or something, but that's not caffeine related. Soda. I'll never forget. There was one time I bought a Monster with my friend in eighth grade, and my mom was like, "What are you doing?
Yeah,
you cannot have that."
And then
that.
You ran to Thornton.
We drank it. I remember that. We snuck it. I'll never forget that.
Well, and the energy drinks are so different now. When we were kids, Red Bull was
we'll kill you, but it tastes good.
Now you can get a 64-ounce Monster.
I know, and it's 80% of the energy you need for the week. In one can. It's just crazy.
They are saying on top of that, be careful of those sugary drinks like your Sprites and Starries and stuff that although they don't have caffeine, they're full of sugar, which is also going to give these kids a massive jolt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that gif. Have you ever seen it with the little girl eating the cotton candy at the stadium? And she's like,
she goes nuts, man.
Speaking of kids hanging out at stores, there's a Walmart by my house, and sometimes I'll pop in there on the way home, from the station, and it's right next to a high school. So you see all the high schoolers going in there, and if I'm in there shopping, that's all they have is candy bars and energy drinks coming from the high school. And I just want to tell these, kids, you are going to screw up your minds.
Yeah.
They're not going to listen to me.
No, they're not going to listen.
They'll shove me down in the parking lot.
Exactly. They're going to, listen here, old man.
Listen here, Grant.
We were talking off the air about, Surge and the different things that we had growing
up. Remember Surge?
was so full of caffeine, and our parents were like, "We probably shouldn't be drinking this." But yeah,
Josh,
we're
look how much.
Anyway.
Look up real quick how much caffeine is in a Surge. Was it a soda?
It was a Surge soda. Yeah,
back in the caffeine content to Surge soda is 51 milligrams.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Insane.
Right?
Yeah. And then 68 milligrams per 16 fluid ounce. So if you got the bigger ones, Katie, those are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Straight caffeine, Josh. You'd be bouncing off the walls.
We had Surges back in the day, man. Like crazy.
You could see sounds.
See, that's
when
the thing.
You could taste color. You could.
They package these things so. I've never heard of Surge, to be honest, until today. Those packaging on the cans are so cool.
That's so neat looking, right?
That makes every kid want to drink that, man.
It looked like Slimer from Ghostbusters. It looked like Slimer, and I wanted it so bad.
And we all have heart issues now, probably.
We're all anxious now.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.